the context of our message. I guess we better pray first, then we'll get to the context.
这个就是这内容， 因为我们先要祷告， 然后来开始学习我们的内容。
Lord, we just pray that you'll help us as we study this verse.
主啊， 我们祷告， 当我们学习这句经文的时候呢， 您会帮助我们。
And we ask your help in Jesus' name.
我们祈求您帮助， 是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. The context is Solomon had built a temple.
内容是， 那个所罗门建造了圣殿。
It was the most expensive building that has ever been built in the history of the world.
是有史以来在建造的最昂贵的一个建筑。
It was probably the most beautiful building that has ever been built in the history of the world.
对，有可能呢，也是最美的一座建筑有史以来所建造的。
And after all the work that Solomon put into it, he dedicated it to the Lord.
当所罗门把所有的事情呢，把所有东西都放进去以后呢，他献给了主。
And the question is, what would the Lord's response be?
所以问题是呢，主是怎么回应他们的呢？
If you said, Lord, I would like to give you something.
如果你说呢，主啊，我想献给您一些东西。
And so you reached out and you said, I'm going to give you $5.
所以呢，你从口袋里掏出五块钱，你说我会给你五块钱。
What do you think he would say?
你认为主会怎么说？
Well, he'd say thank you, wouldn't he?
他会说谢谢你，是不是呢？
Sure, you give him $5, he'll say thank you.
所以呢，很肯定的，你给他五块钱，他会说谢谢你。
But this building was totally different.
但这个建筑呢，是完全不一样的。
This building took, was it 7 years to build?
所以这个建筑呢，花了7年去建造。
It had a value of many billion dollars.
所以呢，它的价值呢，超过几十亿美元。
It had been planned for probably 20 or 30 years before they started construction.
就是他们开始建造之前呢，大概呢，计划了20到30年。
Never been anything like it. What would God's response be?
所以没有任何东西像他一样，那么神的反应是什么呢？
And so we're going to read 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 12.
所以我们要来读历代志下第7章的第12节。
It says, Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him,
所以呢，说夜间耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说，
This was the night after Solomon had dedicated the temple.
这是呢，就是说呢，所罗门把圣殿献给主以后的那天晚上。
And Solomon verse 12 says, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice.
所以呢，主对所罗门说呢，我已经听了你的祷告，也选择这地方作为向我献祭的殿宇。
He says, when I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people.
第13节说，我若使天闭塞不下雨，或命蝗虫吞吃这地的出产，或降瘟疫在我民中。
How would you like that to happen in your country?
你喜不喜欢这样在你的国家发生呢？
No rain.
没有雨。
Locusts eating the crops.
蝗虫把那个作物都吃了。
And pestilence among the people. That would mean sickness, something like COVID.
所以瘟疫呢，在民中流行，这个意味着是疾病，就像那个新冠一样。
What would happen, God says, what would happen if these things were to come to pass?
神说呢，如果这些事情出现了，你应该怎么做？
And then he says, verse 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray,
你这个第十四节说，这称为我名下的子民，若是谦卑自己祷告。
And if they will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
如果他们寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行。
Then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land.
然后我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
That good news or bad news?
这是好消息还是坏消息？
It's exciting news, isn't it?
是感到令人激动的消息，是不是呢？
Imagine a God so gracious that if the people do things that are bad and he has to send punishment, yet if they turn around back to the Lord, he will heal their land.
所以你去想象一个神呢，他是如此的有恩典，如果他的子民干了一些坏事，他们呢他必须惩罚他们的时候呢，但是如果他们转回来转向神呢，神会从天上垂听，然后医治他们的地。
I've been concerned recently as I've read the news.
我最近呢，就是说是在读新闻的时候，我在考虑一些事情。
Have you noticed there's lots of problems in the world?
你有没有注意到这世界上有很多的问题发生呢？
And it's problems in Russia and Ukraine.
其实在那个俄国和那个乌克兰之间有问题。
All kinds of problems in Africa. We don't really hear about them, but they're terrible.
所以很多呢，在非洲出现的一些问题呢，我们甚至听都没听说过，但是是极其可怕的。
I think in the last few days, several hundred Christians have been killed in various parts of Africa.
所以我认为，在过去的几个星期呢，有几百的基督徒呢，在那个非洲被杀。
Problems in Israel between the Jews and the Palestinians.
所以呢，在以色列。国内的那样的问题，在以色列人和巴勒斯坦人之间的矛盾。
Problems between Iran and Israel.
所以呢，在伊朗和以色列之间的矛盾。
And after a while, my head just sort of says, "Wow, all these problems."
所以呢，过了一会儿，我的脑子里就想啊，全是问题，麻烦。
What is God's response?
那么神的反应是什么样的？
He says, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, then I'll hear from heaven.
这神说呢，如果我名下的子民若谦卑自己祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听。
So there are four things that God wants his people to do.
有四件事情呢，神要他的子民去做。
And there are three things.That he will do in response.
所以呢，有三件事情呢，他会做出回应。
So let's look at the four things that he wants us to do.
所以我们来看看这四件事情，他要我们所做的。
The first one is he wants us to humble ourselves.
所以第一件他要我们做的事情是要我们谦卑自己。
What's the word humble mean?
谦卑是什么意思？
Well, You're working for a boss, and the boss says, "I want you to go and do this."
所以你为一个老板工作，老板说呢，我要你去做这件事情。
What do you say?
你怎么说？
Well, sometimes you say yes, boss.
有时候你说是的，老板。
And sometimes you say, "I don't want to do that."
有时候你会说呢，我不想去做。
And I knew a man once.He said, "I don't want to do that."
我知道一个人，他有次说呢，我不想做那件事情。
The boss said, "But that's what I would like you to do." He said, "I don't want to do it that way."
那个老板说，这就是我想要你做的。那个人说呢，我不想以这种方式做。
And so he said, "I quit."
所以他说呢，我辞职了。
And the boss said, "Bye bye."
老板说再见。
Okay, now God's in heaven.God's the boss.
所以呢，神现在在天堂里，他是老板。
And sometimes he has to send these bad things, the locusts and the rain, the locusts and the pestilence. Sometimes he's got to send them.
所以呢，有时候神必须降下灾，就是不下雨、蝗虫或者说瘟疫。
What do we have to do?
我们应该怎么做？
We've got to say, boss, I acknowledge you, I will do what you want.
所以呢，就我们说，老板，我现在认识了您，那么说呢，您想要我做什么，我就做什么。
So the first thing is you got to humble yourself.
所以先一点呢，你要谦卑自己。
Then the second thing is you got to pray.
第二点你要祷告。
I marvel, how people respond when they're rebuked.
所以呢，我就是很惊奇，当那些人呢被责备的时候，他们怎么反应。
Children often behave like this.
所以小孩通常是这样的。
You say, that was very wrong.
有这个非常不对。
And they say, wrong.
他说，嗯。
And then you say, now, I would like you to apologize.
我就说呢，我想要你道歉。
And they say, sorry.
他们说，对不起。
And you say, what was that?
你说什么？
And they say, sorry.
他说，对不起。
And you say, what you need to say is, I am sorry.
你说呢，我要你说的就是我对不起。
And they usually say,
他们通常会说，
You say, you've got to say it.
你说呢，你必须清楚地说，他说，哦哦哦。
Okay. God says, you can't behave like that with me, I'm God.
所以神说，你不能以那种方式对我，因为我是神。
I want you to humble yourself and then to pray.
我要你谦卑自己，然后祷告。
And then after that, it says you are to seek his face.
在这之后呢，他说你必须寻求他的面。
I keep reminding myself of the little children in the playground.
所以我一直让我自己想起一个小孩在那个玩的地方玩。
There are two kinds of children in the playground.
那玩地方有两类的孩子。
One kind of children in the playground keeps looking up, says, Mommy, Mommy, see my mommy.
在那个玩地方呢，其中一类的孩子呢，他们就看，那妈妈在这，你妈妈想要我做什么呢？
And the other kind of child in the playground says,
所以另外一类的孩子呢，在那个玩地方就这样。
And Mommy calls and says, Wally!
那个妈妈就喊说 Wally,
and Wally,
然后 Wally 就
God's plan for us is that we humble ourselves,
所以神的计划呢就是我们首先要
and pray and seek his face,
所以神的计划是我们首先谦卑自己然后祷告寻求他的面。
Now Wally's looking over here, Mommy's over there.
所以呢 ，Wally 呢是往这边看，但妈妈却在那一边。
And so Wally turns around, sees mommy's face.
然后呢，那个 Wally 转过来看到他妈妈的面。
What does mommy say?
妈妈会怎么说
？She says, "You've got to go back and fix that. You've got to change that. You've got to say I'm sorry."
你会回去把那些东西呢弄好，然后呢你会就是说是改变一些东西，你要说对不起。
Why didn't Wally seek mommy's face?
为什么 Wally 呢他不看妈妈的面呢？
Because Wally didn't want to change his ways.
因为 Wally 不想改变他的方式。
How will you know how to change your ways?
你怎么知道怎样去改变你的方式呢？
The only way you'll know is to humble yourself and pray and seek God's face.
所以唯一的方式你知道的是，首先你要谦卑自己祷告，然后寻求神的面。
I told you the story of Joe Reese a little bit this morning.
今天早上我跟大家讲了一点点关于 Joe Reese 的故事。
He humbled himself.
他谦卑了自己。
And he prayed.
然后他祷告了。
Then he got in his car and he drove away.
然后呢，他进了他的车，然后开走了。
And he got to the bar that night.
他那天晚上呢，去了酒吧。
And he reached out to get a drink and he thought, no, that's wrong.
然后呢，他呢点了一杯酒，他说不，那是错的。
And a couple of days later, he drove back to that man.
所以呢，就是几天以后呢，他开车回去到找那个人。
And he said to him, Could you please tell me what happened to me?
他说呢，你能不能告诉我，在我身上发生了什么呢？
He humbled himself, he prayed, and he wanted to seek God's face, and the man told him what had happened to him and listed all the sins that he was going to have to get rid of.
所以呢，他谦卑了自己，祷告了，寻求了神的面，但是那个人告诉他呢，他必须呢远离他生命中的那所有的那些罪。
Now, not everybody wants to do that.
并不是每一个人都想那么去做的。
So the order is right. You humble yourself, then you pray, then you seek his face, and then you turn from your wicked ways.
所以这个顺序呢，它是对的。首先呢，你要谦卑自己，然后祷告，然后寻求神的面，然后呢，你就会转离你的恶行。
What happens when you do that?
当你这么做了，会发生什么呢？
Well, God hears what you're saying.
神听到你说的话。
And that's wonderful. Wally turns to Mommy, and Mommy says, Wally, I hear you. Wally says, good deal.
所以这个是非常奇妙的。那个瓦利呢，他转了他的面，他看到了妈妈。他妈妈说呢，瓦利做这些，那么说瓦利说这个很好。
Where's he here?
他听到什么
？Well, he hears up in heaven.
他从天上听到我们。
You and I are way down here.
你我都在地上。
He's way up there.
他是在远远在高高在上。
Okay, what does he do when he hears?
当他听到了，他会怎么做
？First thing he does is he says, I.Will forgive your sins.
首先呢，神做的第一件事情说，我会赦免你们的罪。
What do you say?
那你怎么说呢
？You say Hallelujah.
你说哈利路亚。
Imagine God willing to forgive me.
你去想象一下，那神呢愿意赦免我
？Yeah, you'll probably cry.
你有可能哭。
You say this is overwhelming.
你这个让我完全被压倒了。
And then he says, I will heal your land.
然后他说呢，我会医治你们的地。
Vic and I were talking a little bit about that this morning, but God is in the process of healing the land of Israel.
因为老王和他今天早上呢稍微聊了一下这样的事情，那么神呢现在在治愈以色列这片土地的过程中。
He has begun.To heal their land.
他已经开始来治愈他们的地了。
Not because they have been repentant, but just because they are his children, he has begun to heal their land.
并不是因为说他们已经悔改了，而是因为说呢，他们是他的孩子，所以神呢开始治愈他们的地。
Ultimately, they will turn to the Lord, and the prosperity in their land will be absolutely amazing.
所以最终呢，他们会转向主。那么说呢，他们土地的那个繁荣会是绝对神奇的。
But for you and me, God is prepared to heal the land of our lives.
但对你我来说呢，就神呢，他已经准备好了治愈我们生命的地。
To make me that new person.
把我变成一个新造的人。
It happens over and over and over again.
所以这件事情是在不断的重复，不断的发生。
I remember the story of Harry Ironside preaching out in the open air on the street one day.
所以我记得这样一个故事，海尔·艾恩塞德，他有一天呢，在那个外面讲道。
And as he was preaching, a man came up to him.And said, ah, what you're saying is nonsense. He said, I challenge you to a debate. He says, you come on this time. I'll say, you say, we'll have a debate and I'll prove you're wrong.
所以呢，当他讲到的时候，一个人来说呢，你讲的是完全没有道理的。所以说呢，我也要挑战你。有一天呢，我们两个要辩论。我带一些人呢，你带一些人，我们来辩论。
Harry Ironside said, well,I'm awfully sorry, but he said, I've got a commitment that night. I can't be there on that occasion. But he said, I will break that commitment under this condition.
所以他说呢，艾尔塞说非常抱歉，因为那天晚上我有事儿，所以呢，我那天晚上来不了。但是呢，那天晚上呢，我可以不去做那件事儿，但是有一个条件。
He said, "We'll have the debate, but you must bring with you one man whose life has been changed because he listened to you and what you taught him."
所以这个呢，他说呢，我们可以辩论，但是呢，你必须带至少一个人来，因为那个人呢，听了你跟他讲的事情，他的人生改变了。
And he said, "I will bring with you, with me. I will bring 50 men whose lives have been healed because they believe what Jesus said in the Bible."
他说呢，我会带50个人来，他们的人生呢得了治愈，是因为他们听了主耶稣基督在圣经里说的话。
And the other man said, "I've got to go now."
那个人说呢，我赶紧溜吧。
Can't do it.
他做不到。
God is the only one who can change the life and even the land of those who put their trust in him.
所以呢，神是唯一的那一位可以改变生命的，甚至可以治愈他们的那个生命的土地。
What do they have to do?
他们应该怎么做？
Humble themselves.
谦卑自己。
Pray.
祷告。
Seek his face,
寻求神的面,
turn from their wicked way.
转离他们的恶行。
Lord, we want to thank you. That's good news.
主啊，我们也感谢您，这是一个好消息。
Lord, it means that you can heal even us.
所以这个意味着您呢，甚至可以治愈我们。
Lord, would you make us humble and prayerful and seek your face?
所以主啊，求您把我们变成谦卑，然后呢祷告，然后呢寻求您的面。
And then, Lord, by your help, would you help us turn from our wicked ways?
所以主啊，就是借着您的帮助，求您帮助我们呢远离我们的恶行。
And you would heal our lives too.
您会治愈我们的生命。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.